Good morning and welcome once again to In Focus. I'm John Sims, and with us this morning, a couple of gentlemen from the United Way of Smith County, Director of Development John Berry and Loan Executive Dale Ross, talking about the United Way of Smith County, its long and proud history, and of course, the current campaign and more. Great to have you guys with us today. Thanks for coming in.
Well, good morning. Thanks for having us.
Don't forget, In Focus is available online. Just go to ktbb.com/InFocus. In Focus is uploaded to our website by the day after the show airs. Either one of you or both, whoever jumps on the microphone first, let's get a little bit on the history, background, mission, and purpose of the United Way of Smith County.
Okay, well, great. Well, locally, we've been around since 1940. It was called the Community Chest back then, and really the idea was just to help people in need in our community. And a few local businesses and individuals got together, and they found ways to do that through some programs. And we've been doing it ever since, and try to do it bigger and better every year.
Okay. This year's campaign, 25 agencies, I believe, are covered. And you have a total of 34 programs that you're trying to fund this year. How is the campaign going right now? It kicked off in August, I believe, and officially runs, if I'm not mistaken, through the end of March with the official celebration wrap-up in May. But how are things going right now?
Well, right now it's going great. You know, this is what we call our busy season. This is campaign season. It kicks off in August, and typically September and October are our busiest months. You know, we partner with a lot of businesses in town, and their employees donate through payroll deduction. So we'll go in and make presentations to them, and they kind of like to have all their numbers turned in before the end of the year for their payroll to work out.
Okay, so the bulk of the campaign is actually wrapped up by Thanksgiving, but there is still a lot of work to be done, other donations coming in. So that's why you extend it until, I guess we said just a minute ago, the end of March with a celebration in the month of May.
Yes, that's correct. As you know, there's a lot of businesses in town, and we try to talk to as many of them and individuals as well. And it takes a while to be able to reach everyone, but our focus is to invite as many people and everyone as we can.
Okay, and as far as the goal, now years ago, and not that many years ago, you had a financial goal every year. Several years back, I don't remember exactly when, maybe 5-7 years ago, you dropped that, and now you have a different kind of a goal. What we're talking about is just increasing the donor base, I believe, by a certain percentage every year. What are you trying to accomplish in that regard this year?
Well, sure, everyone remembers 10 years or so ago, the big thermometer that they'd see on the billboards and with the overall goal and help us reach this goal. Well, really what we've done in the last few years is taken the focus off a monetary goal and really about just building the donor base. Get more people involved, whether that's a dollar at a time out of their paycheck. But just invite everyone to be part of this effort. And, you know, that total number will take care of itself. You know, the more people that we get on the team and helping the community. So really it's still focused on, you always want to be better than last year, but that goal, that monetary goal, will take care of itself as we make the team bigger and stronger.
Okay, so things are going well so far during this campaign, and the last few campaigns, I understand, have actually been quite successful. You've been able to accomplish what you set out to do, I believe, and fund all the 25 agencies, with 34 programs that you try to fund every year, and that seems to be working well for you.
It does, and you know, obviously, you want to do as well as you can. You want to raise as much as we can, because the money raised is allocated to those 25 agencies. And we want to be able to give them as much as we can, because, you know, they're the ones really impacting these lives. They're touching these lives of people in need. So we want to do as well as we can for them, and we're proud of what we do.
Okay, talking to John Berry, mostly so far this morning, Director of Development for the United Way, and Dale Ross, a loaned executive with the United Way of Smith County. I'm John Sims. This is In Focus. Dale, let's hand the mic over to you for just a minute. Before we do that, John, you have been the Director of Development since April of 2017, I believe you told me.
Yes, sir.
So you're rapidly becoming an old hand. Dale, I guess you're sort of a newer kid on the block in Tyler. Been in town for about as long, roughly, as John has been Director of Development. But tell us a little bit about yourself, your background, how you got involved with the United Way, and what it means to be a loaned executive.
Sure. Actually retired from ExxonMobil in Houston. was with them for 36 years, and with ExxonMobil, United Way happened to be the charity of choice. There's a lot of great offerings out there that we could donate to, but ExxonMobil chose to partner with United Way. So for 36 years, basically involved in United Way campaigns through the company. It was very interesting because during that time, I had the opportunity to loan executives. And what that is, United Way would come to major companies and ask them, could they offer up some personnel to help with the campaign? This would be volunteer agency that the company would be providing. And so I had an opportunity as a supervisor to provide loan to people, but I never was a loaned person. So in retiring and moving to Tyler, I had an opportunity. Someone mentioned to me, you ought to look at the loaned executive program. I said, well, that's a little weird because I'm retired. So I don't know how I can loan myself. But talked to John. John said, no, that'll work. Doing that as a really just a volunteer. Loaned executive is just a title that they have on that program because that's what most people are.
Okay. So you basically loan yourself.
Loan myself. Right.
Okay. The United Way, and I, as a bit of a disclaimer here and for informational purposes, I have done quite a bit of volunteering with the United Way myself over the years, going back to my early years in Tyler, 1989. Not so much lately, but have continued to touch base with you and make sure that the word gets out about what you're doing. And we know that one of the big draws of the United Way is just the broad base of community involvement and how you can write one check and be hitting 25 different agencies all at once. So that bears a little bit of repetition for anybody who needs a refresher course or maybe who just isn't familiar with what the United Way is and how it works. Along those lines, we might include a little bit of contact information. You're located at 911 South Broadway in the Woman's Building, still known as the Woman's Building, by the way. Correct. Very historical building in Tyler. We're going to talk about that in just a little bit because that's been a big move for you. Want to make a call? It's 903-581-6376, and you can get a ton of information on that website, www.uwsmithcounty.org. That's uwsmithcounty.org. Big community effort every year, and really on a day-in, day-out basis. There's so much going on at the United Way, even when the campaign is not underway, which it is for most of the year, but still. And it's important to remember that money donated to the United Way of Smith County stays in Smith County and funds local programs helping local people.
That's correct, yes. A lot of people, I've heard of the United Way, and they see it as this big national organization, or they're watching a football game and see United Way. But what a lot of people don't know is there's more than 1,800 United Ways worldwide. And so each one is autonomous, and they support what their community wants them to support. We send out a survey, and people in this community tell us, this is who we should be helping. These are the problems in our area. We need to focus on these things. And so the agencies that we support fall into one of four categories: health, education, financial stability, and crisis intervention, because that's what our community has told us we need to focus on, and the agencies that we support fill the gaps in those areas of need.
Okay, now you mentioned that that's what your community tells you. They want you to focus on health, education, financial stability, and crisis intervention. And there's a story behind that. You reach out to the community. A survey's done, what, about every 10 years or so?
Yes, it's not always exactly every 10 years. But yes, there is an effort made to make sure we stay in line with what the citizens in our community feel strongly about. And again, there's United Ways all over the place that may focus on things that we're not interested in Smith County. So we do our own thing here, and we support what people want us to support.
Okay. Most people needing assistance from one United Way program. This is interesting to me. I don't even know if I was aware of this before, and if I was, it went off my radar screen at some point. But most people needing assistance from one United Way program typically need help from other United Way programs. Very interesting point.
Yes, this is one of my favorite things to talk about when we're doing presentations or talking to people in the community, is that each of these agencies have a very specific focus. They're all extremely important, but you know, the big picture is someone who needs help getting food on the table, they may also need help finding a better job. Mm-hmm. They may also need affordable health care, or they may need affordable child care. And if someone walks into the Literacy Council to get help finishing their GED, they can direct them to the food bank, and the food bank can direct them to Bethesda for healthcare. And Bethesda can direct them to Tyler Day Nursery for childcare, and on and on and on and on. And they work so well together because they're about solving, you know, all the major problems, not just, you know, one individual issue. So they work so well together.
Thanks to your pillar companies, and we're talking companies, big companies in Tyler, Trane, Brookshire, Southside Bank, just three examples right there. They designate their corporate gift to United Way administrative costs, employee and individual donations are able to go directly to the programs because of that. Let's talk about that a little bit. How important are these pillar communities to your really day in, day out effort at United Way?
Yeah, that was a huge finding for me when coming to Smith County, as I'd been involved in Dallas and Houston campaigns and just never, you know, you always ask the question, well, how much of my donation is actually supporting staff and all the functioning that is required? And when we got here, I thought I was misunderstanding the pillar program, where these large companies have offered up their corporate gift to handle the administrative costs. Therefore, I, as a donor, and I, as a volunteer talking to donors, can say, you know, the bulk of your money is going directly to agencies that you read about on the United Way website, and that you care that your money go to and help. And to me, that's just that just makes it even more the feeling even better that I'm actually helping that particular agency, not just funding to try and get funds to help the agency, but actually helping that agency. Huge selling point to me as to why would I choose United Way over some other agency, possibly.
Mm-hmm. And you say this is unique to you, something that
I had never seen in Dallas or Houston, major markets, mm-hmm. you know, with major contributors, and that was never a factor there. I think John and Gina have gone to a conference recently with United Way participants, and this was, again, seemed to be a novel idea. So very, very unique and very welcoming to us as donors.
Mm-hmm. And very well established with the United Way of Smith County. It's just become part of the fabric of what you do. You mentioned Gina, and tell us a little bit about Gina.
Gina's our campaign coordinator. She works with me in the campaign office, and boy, I couldn't do it without her. You know, there's a lot of ducks to keep in a row, and she helps me do that. And you know, people hear from her just as much as they hear from me, to, you know, help all the efforts out there.
As far as helping out these 25 agencies with a total of 34 programs, there's something known as an allocations committee. It's made up entirely of volunteers. They're the ones who sit down and roll their sleeves up and just really do what I would imagine is the hard work of determining the allocation to each funded program. How exactly does that work, and how do you make sure that each agency is getting as close as possible to the exact amount of money it needs through United Way?
Sure. So at the end of the campaign, you've got a total, everything that's raised in the community. So how does it get to the programs? You know, that's a question we get a lot. Well, we have a committee called the Allocations Committee. It's made up completely of volunteers. No United Way staff are involved in those decisions. And so each agency comes to make a presentation to that committee. They have to talk about, well, this is how much we got last year. This is what we did with it. This is how many lives we were able to assist. And this is what we'd like to do next year. And so each agency is vetted, questions are asked, they look at financials, and based on those presentations, the allocations committee determines, well, how much of the pie should this one get, should this one get? So it's a very focused and determined group to make sure, because this is the money from people in our community. And we take that very seriously, and they want to make sure it goes to the right places.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, John, to me, that was one of the biggest selling points to me about United Way is this accountability, that it's not just giving it to a program and hoping that the program uses it correctly. It's having people actually stewarding what you said you were going to do. Are you doing it? And coming from, you know, a corporate background, that was very important to me to know that if I'm going to give to you, that you're going to take care of it and use it correctly.
Okay. Talking to John Berry, Director of Development, and Dale Ross, a loaned executive with the United Way of Smith County, I'm John Sims, and this is In Focus, a little bit about the mechanics of the campaign. I know we've covered some of that, but you have a campaign chair. This year it's David Stein, very well known in the community, former county commissioner, runs Office Pro, a well-established company in Tyler. And from my own experience and what we've talked about so far, it sounds like a lot of, if not the bulk of, your campaign activity involves just engaging companies, sending out loaned executives. Is that really the, to reuse this term, the pillar of your campaign on a year-in, year-out basis?
Yes, that's correct. Well, first, if David listens to this, he'll be disappointed if I don't let you know it's office pride.
Okay, office I pride. Wrote it down incorrectly. Sorry okay. about that,
no,
David.
No, he would never let me hear the end of that.
Or me either. Or we you, go back yeah. a long way. Office pride, excuse
yes,
me.
So, yes, now 80% of what is donated to the United Way campaign each year is money received through payroll deduction from employees at local businesses. So yes, the you know of course there's the individuals that donate outside of companies, but because of that 80%, yes, our focus is primarily on partnering with local businesses, going out and making presentations, speaking to their employees, letting them know what's going on, how their money is being allocated. So yes, that's a major focus, and that's primarily what my job is.
Okay, and Dale's too, I would imagine. You're right. Really busy going out. Do you guys kind of go out as a team, or do you go out with different loaned executives? How does that work?
No, we go out with a United Way employee. They do kind of the mechanics, and our role is really to, you know, give the, well, I'm not with United Way, but this is why I give speech. And one of the things that it always comes down to for me is to make sure we don't stay too much with the numbers, because they expect that from John to talk about numbers and campaign and breadth and all that. But one of the things I like to emphasize is that while numbers is important to me, what really is important is what these agencies are doing. And I encourage people, if they ever have a question, to visit an agency. I've visited several here in Tyler. I've visited many in Houston. They always welcome you with open arms and are willing to show you and ask the question, what does my United Way contribution go to? And they'll tell you. I mean, they know their stuff.
And John, another important piece of those presentations is we usually have an agency representative with us to talk about their agency and what it means to be a partner with United Way. And they'll talk about the specific service they provide with their agency. And so it's neat for the audience to hear about a real example of, oh, this is one of the things happening with the money that I donate.
Mm-hmm. Talking to John Berry, Director of Development, Dale Ross, Loan Executive, United Way of Smith County. I'm John Sims. This is In Focus. If somebody or some company has never given to the United Way before and they want to get started, I guess the first thing they need to do is make that phone call or shoot you an email through the website, and you can explain to them some of the different options that they have. And what are some of the things you'd tell them during that first phone call?
Well, I would talk about how we love to have the ability to invite people to be part of this effort. And our presentations, they last anywhere from 10 to 15 minutes. And could tell them that, you know, it's important for their employees just to have the opportunity to get involved. And it really is the most convenient and easy way to give, and that's through payroll deduction. Not everyone can go to each of these agencies and write a check and be able to do that, but a little bit at a time through their paycheck, you know, combined with other businesses all over the place doing the same thing, that really adds up.
Mm-hmm. But there are, of course, other ways to give. You can write a check, donate through the website, which, by the way, is uwsmithcounty.org. And that phone number, 903-581-6376. And as far as the campaign is going, also, something real important. Let's talk about the car.
Yes,
that's gotten to be a biggie.
So Patterson Auto Group, we absolutely love them. This is the second year in a row they've donated a brand new car to the campaign. And the way this works is one donor in Smith County is going to win that car. It might be an individual giver, it might be an employee somewhere, but really my favorite day of the year is when we get to give this car away and surprise that person. The way that works is if you get to $260 on your annual pledge, it works out to about $5 a week for employees who are donating through payroll deduction, or a one-time gift of at least $260. Gets your name automatically entered into the hopper, and we're going to draw a name, and somebody's going to win a brand new car.
Very good, especially for the person who wins the car.
And by the way, that is a 2018 Volkswagen Jetta.
All right.
Nice ride. Really nice,
nice ride. Let's get into some of the other things that happen under the auspices of the United Way. And we're talking specifically about 211 and the East Texas Center for Nonprofits. Those are very, very important components of the United Way's day-in, day-out work.
Yes, sir. And those are housed in our office at the Woman's Building. The 211 call center, you know, we talk about them when we go do our presentations, and a lot of people don't even know about it. But it is an outstanding service that if someone has a non-medical emergency, and for example, if their electricity's out and they need to get food on the table, but their rent is due and they can't take care of all three, they call 211, and we've got agents standing by that connect people to the services they need. They could connect someone to the food bank. They can connect someone, and all of these agencies, and they help direct people to get their needs taken care of. So it's a really neat program. When Hurricane Harvey was hitting Houston so hard, mm-hmm. and all the flooding was happening, their 211 office down there in Houston area couldn't handle all the call volume. So a lot of it got directed up to our East Texas 211 call center. And they helped people find temporary housing, get to shelters and things. So they provide a great service in our community.
The East Texas Center for Nonprofits, there's so much work that they do. Let's talk about them for a minute or so. More than a minute.
They can't
squeeze it all in 1 minute.
They're such a valuable resource to nonprofits in our area. And this doesn't just, they don't just work with our partner agencies. They help any nonprofit in this community get stronger, whether they need help with grant writing or development. They have so many resources online and an actual library at our new building just to help nonprofits grow. I mean, whatever the nonprofit is, it's got a mission. It's trying to help people. And the Center for Nonprofits is determined to help them do that any way they can.
They offer lectures, workshops. I happen to be on their mailing list. I'm constantly getting information about the different things they're doing around town that I guess pretty much anybody in the community can be involved with if they so desire. So if you want to learn more about the United Way, definitely check out that East Texas Center for Nonprofits. The agencies that you're trying to fund through the United Way every year and are funding through the United Way, they need to know what they're doing. They need to be experts at their work. And the East Texas Center for Nonprofits is an important tool, not only for them, but for other nonprofits, nonprofits that are just getting started up, people who have ideas about possibly wanting to start a nonprofit. Very important work.
Exactly.
Okay. Day of Caring. Each summer, companies from all over Smith County send employees to volunteer on a community project for a day. And there's a wide range of projects under that banner as well.
Yes, that is a fun day to see so many businesses send a group of employees. We all get together in the morning for breakfast, and then everybody gets their assignment, and they split off to all over Smith County. And it's in the summer, so a lot of times you'll see people sign up for the indoor projects before the outdoor. But you've got people doing anything from painting to yard work to helping write thank you notes. It's just a huge area of projects, and it's like I said, it's fun to watch. I like to bounce around and go see what everyone's doing, but it's mm-hmm. a fun day. We all get together at the end of that day and give away a bunch of prizes. So if your company's interested in getting out there and getting their hands dirty and doing some great work in the community, that day every year is available, and it's great.
That used to be a fun one at ExxonMobil because the departments would compete with each other to see who was going to have the biggest employee population go out and help. And you get out with the agencies, and it's little things like painting a room for the kids that are going to be in there or whatever, and you come back just really rewarded. For a day you thought was going to be a day off from work, it ended up being, you know, a great day of giving.
And mm-hmm. I want to give a quick shout out to Hood Packaging. They came to do the project at the United Way building, at the Woman's Building, and they did landscaping, cleaned up flower beds and raked, and boy, they worked hard and made our building look even better.
And how interesting that you should give me such a great segue opportunity, because we need to talk about the building. When I first moved to Tyler, United Way was in a little office on Beckham that I believe is part of a strip that's long since been taken over by one or possibly both of the hospital systems. Then you moved to South Park Drive in South Tyler. We're there for a long, long time. And just this year, you finally made your move into the women's building. I've been there. Your president, Nan Moore, gave me a nice little tour not too long ago. It looks great. And I know it's working out so much better for the United Way than you really had outgrown the space on South Park Drive. It worked great for a long time, but tell us about how things are going in that new building.
We are so proud of that building. Just simply the visibility to be there on Broadway. So many people pass us every day that might not have passed us at previous locations. But just to be part of the history, like we've talked about, we've been here since 1940. The women's building was here even before then.
Yeah.
And just to be part of such an important building in the community really just kind of ties it all in to what our mission is and to be there for the community.
It makes it so much easier, I'm sure, for everybody under your roof to do his or her job and for you to provide space for community events and activities. And one of the things I noticed, and I think practically everyone has, it's been so radically renovated, and yet you drive by and it's the same woman's building. That comes under the rubric of maintaining historical integrity, which you had to do because it is a historical landmark. It goes back to 1932, and you can learn more about the history of that building online as well. But my hat's off to you as far as that goes.
Well, thank you. And what's been so neat is so many people have come to see the building. And it's everyone has a story. Everyone has I attended this event here and this year. And it's really neat to hear all those stories. I've got a couple of personal stories of my own. My mom told me that in the auditorium in there is where she did her piano recitals when she was a little girl.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was kind of neat to me. And also, my wedding reception in 2001 was at the Woman's Building. So it's neat to show up to work every day and have those memories.
I went to a wedding there many years ago myself, so don't get me started. I could spend a half an hour or longer talking about my experiences in the Woman's Building. A lot of news stories used to get covered there, too. So, but with all of that said, we're approaching the end of the show. We've covered a lot of ground today, and we need to cover just a little bit more. As far as getting involved, of course, we've talked about that a lot today. Donate to the campaign. Volunteer. There are opportunities to do what Dale does as far as being a loaned executive. What are some of the other volunteer opportunities, just quickly, that are available to folks if they want to volunteer?
Yeah, we covered Day of Caring. We've covered the loaned executive program. Individual agencies. Reach out to the individual agencies. Look on our website. See who all the partner programs are. And they may have some great opportunities. If one of these is dear to your heart, I want to get involved there. Feel free to reach out to them. And again, advocate for United Way. If you are, work for a company and you'd love for your company to be involved, we'd love to partner and help set up payroll deduction at that company and come out and speak to everyone and give them a chance to win a car.
Mm-hmm. All you have to do, for starters, is pick up that phone and call 903-581-6376. Or go to uwsmithcounty.org or just drop by the Woman's Building during working hours.
That's right.
To say hello and check out the beautiful new space that you've created just within the last few months. Also, as far as getting involved, something we'll mention quickly here, the Verna K. Hall Leadership Society. Verna Hall's been involved with the United Way as a volunteer forever. When the solicitation letters come in, for as long as I can recall, her name has been at the very bottom of the letter. And there's a Verna K. Hall Leadership Society. How does that work in brief?
Well, individuals that have the means to give at least $1,000 or more to the campaign, we just want to recognize them a little bit more in a special way. And so we've established the Verna K. Hall Leadership Circle to provide that recognition. And what an honor it is to have her name associated with that, as she has been so philanthropic to this community for so many years.
Mm-hmm. We're about to wrap up the show, and I'll just kind of summarize here. We have been talking to John Berry, the Director of Development, and Dale Ross, a loaned executive with the United Way of Smith County, in the thick of the current United Way campaign. Thanks for sharing all the information that you have shared. And again, we'll give out the phone number, 903-581-6376. The website is www.uwsmithcounty.org, and they're located in the Woman's Building at 911 South Broadway. John Barry, Dale Ross, thanks so much for coming in and getting us up to speed on the United Way.
Of course. Thank you. Thanks for having us.
You bet. John Barry, Dale Ross, our guest this morning with the United Way. I'm John Sims. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you again next week on In Focus.